Greetings in the name of our wonderful Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. This is Pastor Dwight Oswald, and today we are studying in Matthew 24. Really, what we're looking at today is an introduction to the parables in Matthew 24 and 25. I've titled this Christ's Teaching on the Second Coming. In our study, we are in Matthew 24 and 25, which is called the Olivet Discourse. It was given on Tuesday, just a few days before Christ was crucified. The Olivet Discourse is essentially prophetic in nature. It is the key prophetic passage in the New Testament because the rest of the New Testament builds on it. I call Daniel 9, 24 through 27 God's prophetic seed plot of the Old Testament. And I call Matthew 24 God's prophetic seed plot of the New Testament. Revelation was progressive. Daniel 9, 24 through 27 really provides an outline of God's prophetic program for Israel. Matthew 24, Jesus builds on Daniel, introducing new revelation. And then the New Testament epistles build on Jesus' teaching. Matthew 24, Mark 13, Luke 17, and Luke 21 are considered parallel passages. And while there is overlap, there are also distinctions. What makes Matthew 24 stand out is that it is most clear in presenting the reality of two different phases to Christ's second coming. In verse 32, when its branch puts forth leaves, you know that summer is near. And then again, in verse 33, when you see all these things, know that it is near. And then we have the transition of perideh in verse 36. But of that day and hour, no one knows, verse 36. And did not know, verse 39. Watch therefore, you do not know, verse 42. If the master of the house had known, verse 43. The Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Verse 44. Arnold Fruchtenbaum says, quote, Matthew 24:36 begins with the word but. He is now introducing a new subject. That is the rapture. John F. Hart says, the pre-tribulation rapture is the best exegetical and theological interpretation of Matthew 24:36 through 44. Other rapture theories do not do justice to the transitional nature of verse 36, to the nature of the Noah illustration, or the immanence resident in the passage as illustrated in the thief imagery, and the very to be alert. Gregorio, it should be acknowledged that Jesus was the originator of the pre-tribulation rapture teaching, both in the Olivet Discourse in John 14, 1 through 3, and that Peter, Paul, and John were dependent upon the discourse for much of their teaching about the rapture. End quote. We commonly call the first phase of Christ's second coming the rapture, and the second phase his return to the earth. Note that the phrase that day or the day in parallel passages often is used in what we might call any elastic way. In that it may embrace the entire package of both aspects of Christ's second coming, as well as the 70th week of Daniel. But note that while it may refer to the entire package, it may also just have one particular aspect of the package in view, all depending on the context. Robert Thomas says, quote, after 24:36, Jesus looks at the events of Daniel's 70th week as a whole, and how the beginning of that week will catch everyone by surprise, end quote. This is why I describe the first and the second phase of the second coming as bookends to the 70th week of Daniel that are closely connected and yet are distinct from the 70th week. This is a package and yet made up of distinct parts. This is why the coming of the Lord in the rapture is described as a thief coming in the night, as is the coming of the day of the Lord, Matthew 24, 43 and 44, and then 1 Thessalonians 5, 2. It is like two sides of the same coin. On the one side, you have the coming of the Lord, the rapture. On the other side, you have the coming of the day of the Lord. It is like the doorway of the ark. On the one side, you have the Lord locking Noah inside, signifying deliverance. On the other side, you have judgment. And it all happened on the same day. Note the language of Matthew 24, 38, and 39. Until the day that Noah entered the ark. Until the flood came and took them all away. This same day meant deliverance for some and judgment for others. The coming of the Son of Man will be just like the days of Noah. The rapture should not be studied. This is a quote from Dr. Michael Vlock. The rapture should not be studied as a standalone issue. It is directly related to the day of the Lord and functions as an evacuation for the church before the day of the Lord begins. End quote. Christ is the first one to reveal that there are two phases to the second coming. But then the New Testament goes on to make many clear distinctions between the two. Christ in Matthew 24 introduced the reality of two phases to his second coming, and in doing so, he introduced what is called the doctrine of imminency in relation to the first phase, which we call the rapture. The Jews commonly saw a time of great trouble coming before the Messiah would come, but they knew nothing of imminency. That is because they did not know about the first phase of Christ's second coming, the rapture, which is imminent. The Old Testament strictly dealt with Christ coming to the earth in relation to Israel, in which he will set up his kingdom. In contrast, the first aspect of Christ's coming, the rapture, is church truth and is therefore dealt with only in the New Testament. Unless you keep God's program for Israel distinct from his program for the church, confusion will reign in the study of prophecy. When we say the first aspect of Christ's coming for the church is imminent, it means it could happen at any time. Perhaps today. Live ready. Maranatha.